Monday, December 7th, 5:07 a.m. Okay, so I've been up for quite a while. I did not come out here into the studio / garage and start painting, so I'm out here now. I guess I'll do something. I've been looking at the painting I thought I finished, since it's still here. The Whiteness of the Whale, and I'm thinking about redoing it. It did not get accepted into the competition that I had entered it into, so I'm free to work on it some more. And looking at it, I say, yeah, it's still not there, I guess. But enough to where I wanted to show it, I guess. I don't know. So we'll see. Anyway, so lots been happening past couple days. We had some things that had to be done. We washed the dog yesterday. That was postponed since last Thursday. Thursday, we had to bury another chicken. I forget what her name is. But she was one of a pair of chickens that we adopted from this family that lived up in El Dorado Hills, and their homeowners association said they could not keep chickens. Even though they had no roosters and the chickens were out of sight from everybody, somebody snitched on them and told them that they could not have the chickens, so they had to get rid of them. So we took the two hens, and I may have mentioned that burying her, we'll call them sisters, her sister earlier this year, a couple of months ago, and then she died Wednesday. Very peacefully, too. That's the, you know, a lot of times you go into the coop and then there's a chicken, it's dead, and it's like, you know, its neck is stretched out and it's, you know, really looks like it had a terrible death. This one looks like she just hunkered down and kind of like got all fluffed up and went to sleep, and that's it. And very peaceful looking. So we buried her that way with her head tucked in, you know, shoulders up, kind of a thing. Anyway, so we had to bury her on Thursday. So that kind of, and the other stuff that we had to do some errands as far as go to PetSmart and also to the Western Feed stores. And I had to go to Lowe's to get some more wood pellets too for our fireplace. So that kind of screwed things up. So we didn't wash the dog that day. So we were going to shoot for Saturday, and a bunch of other stuff happened. I forgot what it was. it just happened just a couple of days ago. I can't remember what it was, but we didn't wash the dog on Saturday, so we washed him yesterday. And he wasn't expecting it, I guess. But he's a good sport. He says, "Yeah, okay, I'm here. I'll stand for this. It's not that bad." We get to scratch him all over, and he kind of likes that. So, but he's a clean dog. Yeah, after about a couple of weeks, he starts to get a little oily. You know, I could feel it. Yeah, he's a little oily. And anyway, so I'm out here now, and I should get to work on something. The wife wants me to hang Christmas lights, and I kind of, you know, I'd like to. We have these multicolored lights, and I'd like to get a couple more sets of multicolored lights because I like those. And the new ones we have are just plain white, and I don't really care for just plain white lights. It's, you know, just doesn't seem as Christmassy to me. Okay, so let me get going here and do some stuff. And I think that's pretty much caught up on why I can't paint and why I can't do what I need to do. anyway, I'm still free enough to paint what I want. Okay, I remembered how it went. Thursday, we had to go to PetSmart and to Western Feed and to Lowe's. So that kind of, and we usually wash the dog, you know, at the latest 2 o'clock or so, because because by that, by the time we're done with everything, Margaret's got to get into her cycle of afternoon chores out in the yard with the animals. So we postponed the dog for Saturday. And then Saturday is when we buried the chicken, okay? So, but we had some other stuff to do too during the day. And then it kind of rolled around into, oh yeah, well, we don't have time to wash the dog again. So that's why we did it on Sunday. Anyway, so that's the, you know, I know it's no big deal, but that's the sequence of events. I just wanted to straighten that out as far as my memory is concerned. Okay. So, one of the hardest parts about painting is to not get tired of your painting and being overwhelmed by what you've got to do. You know, you start something and then there's all these little pieces all over the surface that have to get dealt with, and especially when you're working on the bigger paintings. And so the trick is to, you know, if you need to, just get away from the painting and leave it alone. Go to another painting, you know, you need to, if you still feel like painting but can't seem to face what you want. But luckily for me, this painting that I'm working on, I'm really motivated towards it. I don't know, there's all sorts of stuff that needs to get done, but I'm willing just to jump in there and just do anything on it. So just a little tip. A.M. Okay, I'm done painting and gotta get going here. That's it.